Hello Anne, thank you for this interview. Today we would like to interview you about your innovation policies at Tereos. So just to remind you, are Anne Wagner and you are Director of Research and Development at Tereos. Our first question would be, what is external innovation for you and for your company? And could you tell us how you are collaborating with academics?
Okay, so for me, there are two questions here. First one, which is, what is external collaboration? External collaboration, if I put it in a nutshell, is collaborating, working on R&D projects, more or less mature, more or less competitive, with our ecosystem. And our ecosystem is first our customers in all industrial segments in which we serve them. It's also some companies which are similar to Tereos, but not competitive to Tereos, some other agro-business where we have complementary topics. It's also working with academics, of course, and also with startups. Second question, how we collaborate with academics? It really depends. The different ways of collaborating. There is one which is collaborating on a research program, which is interesting for both parties. So here, for instance, we have one program with the French INRA on personalized nutrition. So here it's contractual, working on mutual interest, more in the exploration topics. Then we are collaborating through collaborative research, like the European Horizon 2020, so, or some national programs, either in the Benelux area or in France, which is working around one project with several partners, private and academics. And the last one is kind of research which is dedicated for Tereos. So it's here, prestation de recherche. Basically, it's executed outside for the benefit, the full benefit of Tereos, meaning all the IP here will not be shared. It will belong to Tereos. So it's subcontracted research, actually.
Okay, thank you very much for replying those two first questions. My last question would be, would you encourage researchers from academia to collaborate with industries, and what would be your advice for them?
I think, yes, I would encourage them to collaborate. However, they shouldn't change the way they work on their own. I think it's always interesting to exchange as much as it is interesting for private researchers and private companies to collaborate with academics, which will be more on the research than on the development side. I think it's very interesting also for academic research to have an eye and try to understand how private companies are working, especially in the food and agronomy sector where research is very much applied. So I think it's completing each other from upstream research to very practical things and implementation. So I think I wouldn't be arrogant to tell them how to do it, but maybe probably the thing is to say it's not two different worlds, it's a continuation, and keep the curiosity also there. Try to understand what people working in a more applied field are doing with the fundamental research, how it gets into, I would say, very practical applications into actual life.
Okay, thank you very much, Anne, for your time today for this interview.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.